Thank you for calling Apple. This is Max. How may I help you today?
Yes, sir. You're connected to Apple support team. Tell me, how can I help you?
I will check that for you, sir. Don't worry. If you're not authorized for those payments, we'll check that for you, okay?
First of all, help me with your Apple ID. It should be like your email address. Do you remember?
Can you spell that for me again one more time?
Okay.
Now, please help me with your name, your first and last name.
Alright, Mr. John, give me a quick moment here. Let me go ahead and pull up the information first. Please stay with me, okay? I'll be back in a few moments.
Hold it there. Okay, John, help me with the last four number of your card, which is registered with your account. It might be your Visa or the Master. 4242, right? And that's your Visa card, right? Or is it Master? Okay, let me tell you right here. I can see there is one unauthorized transaction. It is showing for $143.95. And this is for iMuse. So you're saying that you're not authorized for that payment, right? Okay, let me tell you, sir, why you received that notification. Because I can see there is three unauthorized people that is linked with your IP, with your account, without your authorization. And locations I found here, it is showing from tax, second one is from California and Hong Kong. So do you know anybody in that locations who can use it? And sir, did you ever share your personal information like username and along with the password to anybody who can use it? Alright, so what I can do the best for you, sir, first of all, I will go ahead and block these unauthorized locations, okay? That is from Texas, California and Hong Kong, okay? Once you block them, those transactions will be cancelled automatically, okay? And let me tell you one more thing, sir. This time, you know, your entire IP is public. That is the root cause of this problem, your IP. You know IP? What is? I will let you know, sir. But this time, it is public right now, okay? And that is only the reason these people are linked to their IP and doing such all activity. So this is a kind of identity theft, like someone is trying to hack your information and they try to create a dummy account on behalf of you and then doing such all activities, okay? But don't worry, as I told, like once you block them, everything will be secured. But first of all, can you tell me how to, you know, how to check the status of your IP address? You know that? It's okay, I will let you know, sir. This is something which you should know, okay? Do one thing, first of all, put me on the speakerphone, okay? I will let you know this step, how you can check it, yeah. Now look at your phone, right, now just open up any browser like Google Chrome or the Safari, whichever you are using normally. Okay, so where are you right now? You're on the Google page, like Google Chrome or Safari? Safari, okay. So in the Safari you can see at the bottom there should be search bar, right, where you can type something, right? Okay, so you have to type here, what is my IP address, I as in ice cream, P as in Peter, IP address, and then hit on search, click on search or go, yeah. Now you not have to click anywhere, okay, just look on the same page, and if you will scroll it down a little bit, or it might be at the top, or it might be at the bottom, in middle, it should be in black and white color, there should be some set of numbers, right, like number, number, dot, number, number, right? And just below that, what do you see? It is like public or private. What do you see there? Public. And where you see it is at the top, right? Very top. So, you know, that is the root cause of this problem. Like someone is linked with their IP and doing such all activity. Because your IP is public right now, okay?
Right.
So what you have to do here, as I told, like we have to block these unauthorized people first, okay? Now here, in order to block these unauthorized people, we required a blocking code. That code you can get on Apple security card. So can you tell me first, do you have that card with you? Or did you hear about that card before? Okay, that's fine. If you not have those card, don't worry. So I will let you know everything, how you can get that card, from where we'll get the card, okay? First of all, can you tell me, do you have any Apple verification center near to you? You have Apple Store, right? Okay, do one thing, just help me with your zip code, your current zip code. I'll check that for you, sir. It might be take some time here. And can you tell me, sir, did you face such a problem before as well, or this is like a first time? Because I can see these people are trying to link with their IP, with their account, since last 3 months. Now this time they are successfully connected with your IP, with your account. That's why I know they are able to do such all activity, okay?
But don't worry, as I told, like once you block them, everything gonna secure, okay? You will go to the Apple store?
Yes, sir.
And can you tell me how long time it will take you to visit that store?
Yes, sir. You can also get it online also, right?
Okay. So once you have that card, you can call me back again, okay? Anything else which I can help you right now?
My name is Max.
Wilson.
You want that number?
Okay, write down my direct number. You ready?
260-268-9901.
First you purchase the card and then call me, okay? Anything else which I can help you right?
Yes, Apple card for $300, okay?
Yeah. Because that card will gonna help us to block the unauthorized people, okay? And not to worry, sir, that amount will be initiated as a refund, okay, once we block them.
Yeah.